Christina, I want to go to you first because yourself and your political journalist colleagues are up for an early start in the morning. Three government party leaders about to have a press conference. It hasn't been said what it is, but as people would have heard with Paul Cunningham in the bulletin saying that it's likely that the government will announce recognition of the state of Palestine, much to Israel's chagrin.
Yeah, so it's understood the three coalition leaders will be up early there tomorrow at 8 a.m. in government buildings, and they will be officially recognising the state of Palestine, along, I suppose, with a number of other EU states, I believe, have been in talks with the Taoiseach over the last number of weeks. He's been leading on this, speaking to his Spanish counterpart, and there have been other countries as well, such as Norway and Malta as well, signalling that they are also willing to work in tandem to recognise the state of Palestine. So this obviously comes on the back of quite a interesting, controversial video that was released this afternoon by the Israeli Foreign Ministry, being described by a lot of people online as sort of a propaganda-esque appeal to Ireland to not formally recognise Palestine. It says that we would be pawns of Hamas if we do so, that we were playing into the hands of the likes of Iran if we do so. And there have been, you know, reaction from those in government saying, look, they have said time and time again that they recognise that Hamas is a terrorist state, that they want all the hostages released as an immediate ceasefire, and that the recognition of Palestine is something that this government has long committed to. And they plan to proceed with that tomorrow. So I think it'll be widely welcomed, I think, by a majority of people within Leinster House. It's something that has been in the programme for government, and I think it will be welcomed by the public as well.
Okay, and we'll return whenever that, if that is made official tomorrow, we'll return to that with the panel tomorrow evening. But on to another issue, the issue of tents, which has also been prominent over the last number of weeks and months. Tents on the canal in Dublin today were moved. How many were there and where did the people go to?
Yeah, so over 100 tents were moved from the Grand Canal area again. So this is just the latest move from the government to move on those tented encampments. Understand that about 89 people were offered alternative accommodation from the IPASS centre. But there's a number of people that I think about 40 or so this evening that were still there that apparently were going to be offered accommodation from government. But as we've seen, erection of more barriers going up along the canal, people being moved on, a difference somewhat to some of the other events or the other actions that have been taken in terms of moving on tented accommodation. Usually there was like a letter would have been given with instructions about what was happening, where they were going. That didn't seem to be the case this time. Also, there was transport previously provided for people within those tents in previous occasions to take them to different locations. I understand that that wasn't actually given to people, that they in many cases had to make their own way to wherever they were told accommodation would be available. So it does seem to be changing somewhat, I suppose, how the government is dealing with this. That they're saying this is just one of the measures that they're trying to deal with this, that they can't allow encampments like this set up in the city centre. But on the flip side of that, we're talking about human beings here that, I suppose, are along the canal and in tents, because in many cases they don't have anywhere to go. Right. So I think it's probably just the latest kind of action we're going to see from the government into the summer ahead.